Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Elman. The Humboldt football team held their media day on Friday as the team wrapped up their first week of practice. I caught up with Elman on Friday to discuss the team's performances from the first week.
You know, we don't do a lot during the summer as far as like team camps or anything like that, just because kids are so involved. So it was really fun to see the kids in shoulder pads and helmet for the first time. And I really think as far as practice, attitude, and effort, we just picked right up where we left off last year. And I think that's a testament to our leadership last year and just how our, you know, last year's juniors, now seniors, they learned from those guys that are older than them. And now it's when it's their turn to lead, that whole group has just stepped up. And I couldn't be any more proud of our 17 seniors in the way that they've handled this first week of practice, camp week, just all the things that come with it. You know, media day can be kind of crazy. Our seniors handled that really, really well and just led the team the right way. And so I think, you know, this team is built on our group of seniors, and you know, the success that they have is going to go a long way.
And then coach, offense, how do you think things are looking after week one of practice?
You know, you always have a couple things that you want to try, some maybe new ideas or concepts over the summer that you pick up on, or at a clinic that you got in the spring, or, you know, just things like that. And we were able to see a few things that we liked, and we've installed them now, and getting to see them at full speed in shoulder pads and a helmet, really, really going well. You know, Jackson, I think, has done a great job of moving into that starting quarterback position, and he just continues to grow and mature, I think, every single day, making great throws. And, you know, one throw just yesterday, like through defenders right into a tight window, you know, into the hands of one of our receivers. It was real impressive to see him make that throw. So, you know, as he continues to grow and mature, I think good things will happen.
And then defensively, how's this team looking after 1 week?
I think that, you know, we bring back a core group of guys on defense that have had a lot of success and that know what our standard is, and that are working really, really hard to uphold that standard. So I think, you know, it's been really, really awesome to see guys like Kale and Brody and Jack and Zane. They've done a great job in bringing those younger guys along and getting them up to speed as fast as they can. Communication's been great on both sides of the ball, but on defense, it's really, really important to make sure that formation gets broadcast across the defense. And I think we've done a really, really nice job of making sure everybody knows what's going on.
And then special teams, how are things looking for this team?
You know, we returned two guys in the kicking positions, and I think they've done a tremendous job. We ran kickoff groups the other night, and both guys were consistent touchback kickers, which kind of makes it hard when you're trying to make a little conditioning out of it, and guys can't even catch the ball because it's out the back of the end zone. But, you know, once we move them back a little bit, or we have them kind of ease up a little bit, all of a sudden that gets a little easier for us to have a good drill. But, yeah, we've got Valley and Carson Rubel have done a tremendous job of you know, working through the summer, kicking through the summer, and put themselves both in position to be successful this fall at the kicking positions. You know, punt's still up in the air a little bit, but it'll come along. You know, both of those guys have been punting, got a couple other guys too that are working on it. And, you know, and it's fun because we've got a lot of kids that play soccer here, and that's one thing that a soccer program definitely lends itself to the football program really, really well, when you got guys that can kick off, you know, as they would in corner kick in soccer or across the field or whatever. So I love seeing that kind of move into football with some of our guys.
It looks like with what you're returning, just a lot of depth on this team coming into the year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've got good depth across both lines. You know, a bunch of kids that have worked really, really hard, gritty, tough kids that are going to be ready for that next step, you know, moving into the starting spot. But again, like I mentioned, on defense, we have the same thing on the offensive line with three guys that return, and both of our guards, Cam and Kale, and then also Jack Guy. But we've got some juniors that are stepping up, some other seniors too that have done a tremendous job of preparing themselves this winter and spring and summer, and are ready to take that step into the varsity positions.
You get to wear full pads coming up next week. Just the excitement that comes with that, seeing the guys get ready to practice wearing full pads.
Yeah, and today we handed out practice pants, and that's always a fun thing for them. They get pretty excited about that first full live scrimmage. You know, shoulder pads and girdles, you know, we wear girdles all the time just to help add a little extra protection to the thighs and the hips and the backside, knees, all that. But you know, you put on practice pants, it truly is a different mentality. So, you know, we'll get to see that come out next week when we're getting a few scrimmages in. Starting Monday, we can wear full pads.
And then coach heading down to Fort Dodge Friday.
Always excited to scrimmage the Dodgers. Coach Mosier does an excellent job with his program down there. They're poised to have a really good season with some of the guys they bring back. So it'll be fun for our kids to get to compete at a high level against a team and just kind of see where they are. I mean, we know it's a scrimmage. Scrimmages are controlled. Obviously, it's not about winning the scrimmage against Fort Dodge. And for them, it's not about winning the scrimmage against us. It's more about putting our guys in a position to be successful and just see kind of who we are a little bit against somebody that's not us. You know, by the time we get down there, we'll have practiced against ourselves for 2.5 weeks. That gets to be a lot. So it's nice to see another team when it all comes, you know, when that scrimmage finally comes.
Position-wise, are things starting to fill out?
You know, I think that it all kind of takes care of itself in the end, but we do have a lot of kids that I think that are going to compete at a high level, which might give us the opportunity to have, you know, multiple guys that are playing just one way. And I think, you know, health-wise, that's just better when you're taking out reps, or if we'll have guys that can spell and feel pretty confident in them stepping onto the field in any capacity, you know. So I think that that's kind of all taken care of itself. You know, I think we've kind of become a program that kids work really, really hard to get to that point to play when they're juniors and seniors. You know, we don't have a ton of sophomores that play, but they get to develop and mature playing JV. And that's really where we want to be, because it's, you know, it's a heck of a lot easier to be successful when you got 16, 17, 18-year-old kids playing at a high level.
With practice these next couple of weeks as you prepare for that first game, have you had a chance to look ahead to that week one matchup against Spencer?
Yeah, absolutely. Our kids have already seen film on them in some of our meetings, and so we're preparing for that. You know, Coach Ty does a great job. His kids will be tough. They'll run that triple option just like they always have, and it'll be a fun football game here at home 2 weeks from today.
Media day, first time. How cool was it to see the guys really embrace the opportunity to have a day like this in the program?
Yeah, I think the big thing with this is, like, some coaches hate this stuff, but there's nothing better than seeing your guys excited. And our kids are excited. They had fun with it. We've got a great new media person in Mrs. O'Leary, who came from the Des Moines metro area. So it's great to have someone who's had experience doing this. And I'm excited for our kids to have that opportunity and see that, you know, see some of the stuff she's going to put together for that new scoreboard.
How would you characterize this entire team after week one?
They fly around. They truly enjoy being around each other. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of love on this team, and they poke fun. They have a good time. But when it comes down to it, they truly love each other and are excited to play with each other.
Well, appreciate it, Coach, and want to wish you best of luck for the upcoming week of practice.
Thanks. Appreciate all you do. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.